Vikings game plan continues, and it's time to analyze Detroit Lions film with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We're going to take a look at offense and defense with Detroit into this big Northern Division collision tilt Thanksgiving morning. How different is Detroit now compared to the team that beat the Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium?
I think there's a few things. From a personnel standpoint, you don't have the Haloti Ngata. You don't have that big presence in the middle. And I think the other thing that we saw with Stafford last year was his ability to scramble and create plays, and that is not happening this year, and we'll show you why.
It's interesting to note, speaking of Haloti Ngata, the defensive tackle, out for the season. In the first five with Ngata, the Lions gave up 75 rushing yards per game. In the five without him, 153.8.
That's a huge difference. And this is actually a play from last year. So because we have Haloti Ngata right here, and you're going to see what this all adds up to when they have these bodies. But this guy out here, A'shaun Robinson, he's the next guy that you have to worry about. Now, he's out here as an end, but he's a very, very good defender. And a lot of teams, and what teams have been doing is
he plays defensive tackle this year.
Exactly. They had to move him inside because of the loss. But he's moving around inside. They do move him around. What you're seeing is a big body presence on the outside. And one of the things you can't do is expect this tight end to be able to cut this guy off. Because you can see he has the angle. He has his hat across the bow. He's in good position. But the strength of A'shaun Robinson, he takes that right hand, just dumps him, boom. Mm. And then he and Haloti Ngata meet at the running back in the backfield. So they have a guy to do that.
Yeah.
But they don't have the guy next to him, Haloti Ngata. We're going to play a little bit of where's Waldo. So where's Robinson? He's out here again at the end, so it gives you another idea. But he'll come underneath and watch the one-on-one matchup with the lineman and the strength that the guy has. So in this case, Cleveland trying to run the football. He comes underneath, able to hit the guard, stand him up, use that long arm, post him up, and then come underneath and make a tackle. So this is what's worked well.
All right, the premise of these defensive plays is to show this bad Lions rushing defense quite frequently takes place when 91 A'shaun Robinson is not in the game. He's not in the game here.
You basically have just a solid double team by Cleveland. They have double team him there. And the thing a defensive lineman has to do is he has to maintain and stay in between the gap between the guard and the center. In this case, he doesn't do that. And the other thing you're seeing is this line's getting pushed back. We talked about his high pad level earlier. This whole part of the this whole part of the defense is getting pushed back, and that creates an easy running lane for the running back to cut back and get to that second level. Now you get an ankle tackle away from breaking one for a, for a touchdown. So you take a look now at what the Bears do. And we all know about the Bears, but the Bears take a good job, double team up front, right? You got the double teams of both these defensive linemen, and what the Bears are able to do is double team here, work up to the next level, and then create space for the running game. And these are big runs. These aren't just move the chain style run, but this is a great job by Howard being patient. And this is a mistake. So these two gaps right here, this gap and this gap, are supposed to be held by the linebacker and by Spence. And what you're seeing is Spence will stick his nose in there, but he takes the easy way out right there. You should never see the back or the, be able to read the bat last name of a defensive lineman. He spins out. Howard does a great job of just being patient, taking it up the middle. Catch him right there at the five-yard line. So that's a huge explosive run. Offensively, we talked about Stafford and his ability to scramble and how well he had done in the past.
Now, Taylor Decker back didn't play against us first time.
Exactly. Now, the sign of a great defense, a guy running on the field late, not knowing what the play is, what's the call, where do I blitz, what do I do, right? So this is an epic defense that we're going up against.
Right.
What you're seeing here is two guys, boom, boom, going out to one guy. So now the number count is definitely in favor of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And they're having a hard time passing all these things off. Watch this guy here. He stays in between. Ooh. One guy comes off. Boom. Gets Stafford to step up. The linebacker needs to scrape a little bit more tightly. He gets a little bit surprised that he got in there. Mm. But look here. You have a double team between the guard and the running back. He spins off, and he's able to make the sack. So a lot of great things. We know our D-line group, when they watch this film, they're going to be excited because they're going to be able to see that a little bit of movement, in this case against the Lions, definitely screws them up. Now, you see the guard here saying, all right, we're going to slide. He's patting his rear end. He said, we're going to slide everything down and then expect the running back to come over. So you have really nothing too difficult here, right? Center comes back in. You have two guys here. But what ends up happening is both the tackle and the running back go after 53, and they turn 95 loose, which is not good. So they're not doing a good job up front.
Wow.
Passing things off. They're mixing things up. They're falling over each other. And now Stafford in the past was able to scramble and make something happen here. He's looking downfield. If you watch the sideline, there's no one open. They're covered. I mean, it is no daylight for Stafford. And boom, you've got three or four Cleveland Browns falling on him. This is kind of the litmus test for an offensive line, a three-man rush, right? So when you have a three-man rush, you outnumber them. You should have double teams and only a one-on-one up front. This should be all day long for this guy to be able to scan the field and try to find a hole in his defense. But still, no one's open. That's been a big problem. The nose tackle does a great job of beating the center, making him scramble. He pulls it down.
Holy cow.
And he's able to get the sack. And he's excited, not only because his paycheck's going to go up with all the sacks that he makes, but when you have a three-man rush, you don't expect to bring the quarterback to the ground. So, mainly, you don't have the physicality up front on the defensive line. And with our running game, the way it's been going, you look at Latavius Murray, I expect him to have a great game.
Yeah.
And then the defensive line, with all the problems that the Lions have had with just handling, passing things off, stuff that our offensive line has been able to do over the last couple weeks, this could be another six-sack game for our defensive line.